Farm Bill, as you mentioned, it's an overarching policy. And what we have to focus on with regard to the Farm Bill, and honestly, I think it's a misnomer. It's a USDA reauthorization. We use the term Farm Bill sort of, you know, as a term that just rolls off the tongue fairly quickly. But the reality is, there's a national security component here. It's food security. It's dealing with nutrition, and broadly speaking, production agriculture is a fraction of the total authorization in the USDA reauthorization, which we call the Farm Bill. But there are limits to the authorities of the purview jurisdictionally that the Ag Committee has. And so a lot of times, beyond farm programs and USDA, we have to lean on other committees to get things done. For example, a big problem is H-2A. It's a broken program. It resides under the Department of Labor. Jurisdictionally, it has obviously Ways and Means and Foreign Affairs, as well as Judiciary. And ironically, though, that's about agriculture. And so we don't have the authority to go in and adjust or reform H-2A as a committee. So we're going to have to take a different approach on that, and that'll be outside of the purview of the Farm Bill. That's one of the issues that we're hearing about far and wide, not just in my district, but across the country, because labor is such an issue. And so that's one example of some of the things that we'll work on outside of the Farm Bill. But the Farm Bill itself, under the current administration, I believe is going to be used as another vehicle to really advance a climate agenda. I don't like that idea at all. And I think that we're going to probably see a management change in the House of Representatives, almost certainly. I think a good possibility that we see a management change in the Senate as well. But the White House is not going to change hands for another couple of years. And so the timeline dictates that we mark up a Farm Bill. The reality is, I'm not sure this president will support anything initiated by Republicans, because, at least in the House, we're not going to take that climate agenda approach to marking up another Farm Bill. In fact, probably, you know, I think one of the things that we need to prepare for is a scenario where we probably see an extension and punt into the next administration and hope that we get a better opportunity to do a better job and reflect the wishes of the ag community and rural America writ large, without the, you know, the continuation of this climate agenda that's bearing down on us with this administration.